Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14. Now thanks to be God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 15. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who been saved, and among those who are perished. Here talk about we are the fragrance of God. In our life, in our body, we will diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ. We know God is invisible, so when a person come to the church, they cannot see God. But the first thing they try to judge whether I want to continue to come to the church or not, they will look into the members to see whether the church member in this church, is there any difference from the other people who has no faith. If they feel that the church member is just part of the world, no difference from the world, then they will wonder, why should I come here? Because this is no difference. But if they find out the church member has a lot of difference, and this difference is something positive, and this difference is something very edifying, and then they will continue to come back. And these are the group of people who believe in God and whose life has been transformed, and they want to come back and to see what makes you different from us. The Bible talk about for those who already been saved, we have to spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And for those who are perishing, those who are perishing means those who are not receiving the salvation yet, even physically they are living being, but spiritually they are dead. So they are living dead. So for that kind of people, we have to spread the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they feel very comfortable to come back again. They feel that come to the church, they really enjoy the time being in the church because these are the group people who have the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also for the church member, we need to have fragrance of Jesus Christ too. Why? Because this is a big family, right? Every day after we study, we want to go to go back home. Even after we have been working very hard, very fatigued, we still want to go back home because there is a place where there's a love. Our parents have some kind of fragrance, make us comfortable and attract us back to home. So some of the members, they may be weak in faith. They come to the church, they want to accept, receive something. For those who are strong, they come to the church, they want to give something to others. There's a difference. But when they feel the love, the fragrance of Jesus Christ among us, and they will continue to come. So whether this person is a member or this person not baptized yet, they try to diffuse, spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the fragrance of Jesus Christ? And this afternoon, I only mention one point, verse 16. To one, we are the aroma of death leading to death. We are the aroma of death. How come the dead has aroma? The dead flower can have fragrance? Are you sure? Most often, when the flower it's on the tree, still have life, it diffuses the fragrance. How come the dead has the aroma? The death of Jesus Christ has three different kinds of aroma. The first aroma is self-denial. You know, everyone in this world is all I, right? We live a life self-centered. We are thinking my own personal interest. We are thinking about what this benefit me. We are thinking about what I like, what don't I like. I don't like. All right. If I like it, I will do it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. I live for myself. I am not living for anybody. This is a self-centered culture. But if we are living a self-centered life, emphasized on I, we are nothing but the same of most of the worldly people. So self-denial is a fragrance. Jesus Christ said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself and follow me. Let's turn to Mark. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. When he had called to the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his own cross and follow me. So you know, if a person know how to self-denial, right? Whatever Jesus Christ wants me to do, whatever is good for the church, whatever can please the Lord Jesus Christ, even I don't want to do it, but I still want to do it. Oh, it's because Jesus right now is the master of me. I want to please him. It becomes a Christ-centered life. And this kind of life has an aroma, the self-denial. It's an aroma. Because everybody self-denial, so when we work as a team, it's very easy to be united as one. If everybody emphasize on I, it's so difficult to work as a team. So the first aroma is self-denial. We put God first. We put Jesus Christ first. And when other people look at us, we all God-centered. Whatever can glorify the name of God, I will do it. And then everybody will be touched. This group of people really love Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the most important in their life. This is the first one. The aroma of death, death to ourselves. The second aroma of death is death to sin. Jesus Christ, just like you and me, facing a lot of temptation. But the difference is he never sinned. I know we are facing a lot of temptation. If we face this temptation and we ask God to help us, we never sin, then this kind of life is an aroma. So the Bible says we have to put on the beauty of holiness as a cloth so we can worship God. How come holiness is a beauty? Yes, in the eyes of God, holiness is beauty. It's just like a cross. Without holiness, we are like a naked person. So put on the beauty of holiness, we can approach God and our prayer will be listened. So a person who never sinned, who has the aroma of Jesus Christ. Every day, if we don't rely on God, even though we don't have a major sin, serious sin, but our minor sin never stop. But gradually, we become more perfect. We don't sin anymore. Just like we don't talk back to the parent, right? We listen to the parents. We are more considerate, help the family work. And then the parent look into us. They will be very comforted. And this is a kind of aroma too, self-denial, being considerate. This is the aroma of Jesus Christ. And the third one, the aroma of Jesus Christ is dead to the world. Let's turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 14. Verse 14. Chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. You mean the world has been crucified to me, means dead to me. So what does that mean? We will not be controlled by the world. Just like a lot of people, right, in your age, game is very addictive, right? And you play the game all the time, even sleeping time, you are addicted to game. Then we are controlled by the world. We have no aroma, all right? A lot of people do so. We are doing the same thing. Not even the game, even the smartphone. Smartphone right now is so addictive. A lot of article introduced right now, smartphone is a young people's drug. You go and you look in smartphone, you sit down, you look at smartphone, you sleep, your smartphone, get up, a smartphone, everywhere smartphone. Then we are addicted with the world. The world got coming through us through the smartphone. Smartphone provide a lot of convenience to us. But if we are controlled by the smartphone, then we have no aroma. We can control it, all right? When we come to the church, except it's emergency, or except this is related to holy work. Otherwise, Sabbath day, we should rejoice in the Lord. Sabbath day, we should not look into the smartphone all the times, right? Because it's so easy to attract our heart into the world. And this is aroma. You see so many people, even the same family, having a meal in the restaurant, right? Everybody looking at the smartphone. This is the contemporary phenomenon. But if we know how to control ourselves. We know when it's the family time, it's a family time. Why we come together to have a dinner? Because we want to talk, we want to share, we want to care. So put the smartphone into the pocket. When you go back home, when you are yourself, then you start to look into the smartphone. And when we have a conversation with other people, then we have a conversation with other people. Smartphone put into your bag. You should come and look and talk with that people. Then we have no aroma. So as a Christian, a lot of things actually is neutral. If we control it, it provides us a lot of convenience. If we are controlled, it becomes addictive. It becomes contemporary drug. So to the world, I am dead. Means this smartphone or game, I can control it. I will not be controlled. This is one of the examples. Now we are going to pray together about 15 minutes. Let's come forward. For those who don't have Holy Spirit, pray for Holy Spirit. For those who already have Holy Spirit, pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit. Let's come forth and we pray.